All right, let's do this. Welcome to Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, recording this solo tonight. This is a first time that we're doing a breaking news pod. I'm not near a computer right now. If you've been following the podcast for the last few days, you know that I'm in Austin vacationing, so I don't have my computer on me right now. But I do have my phone, and luckily there's an app here that allows me to record remotely, so that's what I'm doing. David Ramil will be back with me sometime soon so that we could break this down into greater detail. But just a quick reaction to news that the Miami Heat will sign Kelly Olynyk to a four-year, $50 million contract. That being reported by Adrian Wojnarowski, who was also reporting that they're working on or have agreed to a four-year deal with James Johnson. So it does look like the gang is coming back together. Miami, of course, didn't sign Gordon Hayward, so they're able to redistribute that money that they had sort of earmarked for a max deal for Hayward. They're able to split that among James Johnson, Deion Waiters, and now Olynyk. When the Heat didn't sign Hayward, a lot of people expected them just to shift their attention to re-signing their own free agents, and that's exactly what they've done so far. They have already agreed to terms with Deion Waiters. Johnson is done. They're trying to keep Wayne Ellington. It looks like they will. But the wild card here was signing Olynyk. I mean, this came out of left field, basically. But it's a really good fit. It's a really good fit for the Heat. Olynyk is primarily a stretch four, a power forward, but he could play a little bit of five. He did it in Boston quite a bit. Last season, he averaged 9 points a game, 4.8 rebounds, 2 assists. He's a career 37% three-point shooter, so he can stretch the floor. I mean, this is a guy who is probably the best stretch four on this Heat roster, really, since Chris Bosh. He's got similar length. I mean, Luke Babbitt was a nice stretch four last year, but he wasn't all that productive. He was really a small forward, playing power forward. Olynyk is a bona fide big man. I mean, he is 6'10", 6'11". He plays a perimeter-oriented game, but at least has the size. And now Miami becomes extremely versatile because, like I said, he could play the four, he could play the five in small ball lineups when Hassan Whiteside's not on the floor. I'm seeing a lot of pushback because of the years, 4 years. But look, that's the price that teams have to pay now. I mean, it's not like Olynyk was bidding, or it's not like the Heat were bidding against themselves for Olynyk. There were other bidders out there. Maybe there are other teams that only wanted to offer him 3 years. This is what it takes, and it's not as if Miami is really sacrificing any future flexibility because they didn't have any. Going into the offseason, we've talked a lot about on the show where this was the offseason for the Heat to make a move because they just don't have cap flexibility and roster flexibility going into the future because, number one, Tyler Johnson's contract balloons into $19 million a year next season. They get him at a bargain price this season, so they're able to make some moves. And Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson are up for extensions after this season. So this is really the only year Miami had to make a move with this roster. Unless they end up trading Tyler Johnson, which isn't a guarantee because you don't know who's going to want to take that poison pill contract, or if they want to move key parts like Whiteside and Dragic and take a step back, which it doesn't seem likely that they would do that just for cap space, this was the only season they had. So offering him $50 million, if you have a problem with that, it's irrelevant. The money is irrelevant, essentially. 4 years, it's nearly irrelevant. Now, there's a lot of people are wondering, is he going to be the next Josh McRoberts, who was signed to a contract similar to this? But look, McRoberts, I've always said this, he was a good signing when the Heat did it in 2014. That was a nice signing. I mean, the idea of pairing McRoberts and Bosh in that front court was promising. You can't help what happened to McRoberts. I mean, just freak injury after freak injury. His body just broke down completely after a career best season in Charlotte. That's bad luck. I mean, just like Chris Bosh, just like bad luck, the bad luck of Chris Bosh going down with the blood clots within his lungs, same thing that with McRoberts, just bad luck after bad luck in that front court. Could that happen with Olynyk? Of course, but it could happen with Whiteside. It could happen to anybody. It's a freak accident when those things sort of happen. Olynyk is young. McRoberts wasn't. And you're getting him for 4 years through the prime of his career, whatever that looks like. And we don't know what it's going to look like. But what we do know is that Eric Spoelstra is going to get him better defensively. Brad Stevens is a good coach. We know that. But Spoelstra, just like he did with Wayne Ellington, has a way to get guys better. Spoelstra makes every player on the Heat roster 20 to 30% better defensively. Every player. There's not been one player that has gotten worse defensively since joining the Heat. It just doesn't happen. Even LeBron James took it to another level defensively when he came to Miami. Spoelstra just makes guys better defensively. Olynyk, he won't ever be like a lockdown. Like, he's not going to be Draymond Green, right? But he's not going to be awful. If you're worried about him being Kevin Love defensively, and by the way, Kevin Love this last season became average defensively, which is a big improvement for him. Olynyk's not going to be awful. Spoelstra will work with him. Spoelstra's going to work with him. So now, look, the Heat have a really interesting lineup. They have a really interesting lineup. I mean, you have guards, Goran Dragic, Tyler Johnson, Josh Richardson, Deion Waiters, Wayne Ellington, and Rodney Magruder. You have a front court rotation of James Johnson, Kelly Olynyk, Hassan Whiteside, Bam Adebayo, the rookie, of course. Udonis Haslam, who's expected back. Throw Justice Winslow in there as a forward or a wing. And then Luke Babbitt, who has been told, according to Barry Jackson, that the Heat want him back, and Miami can go over the cap to sign Luke Babbitt. They have his bird rights because they traded for him from New Orleans last summer. So they could go over the cap to bring him back, which would be a nice three-point shooter off the bench. So, what, a starting lineup of Goran Dragic, Deion Waiters, and I think James Johnson slots in at the three. A lot of people expected James Johnson to be re-signed and maybe start at power forward. But he's a guy that can play small forward for you. So if you've got Dragic, Waiters, James Johnson, Kelly Olynyk, and Hassan Whiteside as your starters, with Tyler Johnson, Josh Richardson, Wayne Ellington, and Justice Winslow coming off the bench, not to mention Bam Adebayo, depending on how much time the Heat want to play a rookie, that's a really deep team. And in an Eastern Conference that has gotten substantially worse as Paul George has migrated west, Jimmy Butler has gone out to the Western Conference, Paul Millsap has left the Hawks, he's in the West. I mean, the Heat have put together, by retaining their own free agents and one key addition in Kelly Olynyk, to get a true stretch four instead of the faux stretch fours like Luke Babbitt last year. That really improves the team. And now you can, if that's the starting lineup, your next unit could be a small ball unit, maybe at the end of the half, at the end of a quarter, where Whiteside comes off for some rest. You move Olynyk to the five. James Johnson slides over to the four. And now you bring in Justice Winslow at the three. Or a three-guard lineup with Wayne Ellington, depending on the situation. That's really promising. So by signing Olynyk, the Heat have created more versatility, more roster flexibility. They didn't sacrifice anything they didn't have in regards to long-term flexibility. If anything, Olynyk's contract is extremely tradable at a position of need for a lot of teams. If a team feels like they need a stretch four who could play some center, Miami could always trade out of that Olynyk deal, right? So I love the move, to be honest. And I've long been a supporter of Kelly Olynyk. Even since he played at Gonzaga. I mean, I really wanted the Heat to draft Zach Collins out of Gonzaga this year. They didn't get him because Collins went higher when Portland traded up to get him in the draft. But Miami ended up with Bam Adebayo, who looked spectacular during Summer League. And they're able to get a nice, versatile 4-5 like Olynyk. And there is a potential future of a front court if Miami ever wants to get off that Whiteside contract and trade out of it, right? You could trade Whiteside for assets. This is just a hypothetical that we could explore further in a future podcast, but there is a world where Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk is a really versatile, athletic front court that could play really fast, which we know jives right with what guys like Dragic and Deion Waiters want to do. So this roster is starting to come together. Would it have been better if Miami signed Gordon Hayward? Of course. Of course it would have. But this roster is going to be pretty good. And this team is going to be a lot of fun to watch. So that's all we have for today. We'll try to get back here with David Ramil for a full-blown podcast a little bit later. But for now, Thank you for listening. You could subscribe to Locked On Heat on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Make sure to support the show by downloading every episode. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Heat. You can email us at lockedonheat@gmail.com. Until then, catch you next time.